Well, tonight I want to share something that came to mind a few years ago, about 3 years ago as of this point. And it came back to me today when I was at work. I was talking to a colleague about different things, and turned around and he turns to me and goes, "Well, the devil is in the details." I said, "Why are you saying that?" I'm going to start in the book of Luke, chapter 12. Many of us have heard that phrase before. That phrase suggests that when we look too closely at the details of life, that's where the trouble begins. That the small things bring the greatest problems. But you know what? The born-again believer must renew his or her thinking. Because instead of focusing on that, you must realize something else. God is in the details. The small things in our lives are not just traps of the enemy. They are places where God works his greatest purposes. So we're starting here in Luke chapter 12. Because God's word shows us that God does not only see the big picture, but he cares about the smallest of things. And in Luke chapter 12, verse 7, it says, "But even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, therefore you are more valued than many sparrows." You know, I never counted the hairs on my head, but they come back relatively quickly. I'll go into the barber shop and get a haircut, and within 2 weeks, the hairs are back. So I'm not sure how many hairs those are, but it says here that God has numbered the hairs on our head. That's detail at its very finest. Because if God is mindful of something like that, surely he's got to be mindful of our other needs, our struggles, our decisions, and other things in life. Matthew chapter 10, verse 29. "Are not two sparrows sold for a farthing? And one of them shall not fall on the ground without your father." You see, not even a small bird falls without God seeing. And if God notices the sparrow, how much more will he notice the details of our lives? And you know what? Here's another thing. I know we kind of throw this verse around, but I want to take a look at this. Romans chapter 8, verse 28, it says, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose." You know what? Notice it says all things. Not just the major moments, not just the milestones, not just the mountaintop experiences, but every detail, all things. The things that you thought were too small to matter. So we're going to go to Book of Genesis as well, Genesis chapter 50. The record of Joseph here. And Joseph's story is a perfect example of Genesis. There's a lot of details in this record. I'm only going to highlight one verse here. Details of betrayal, slavery, false accusation, and prison, all those things are in this record. Yet in the end, verse 20 of Genesis chapter 50, it says, "But as for you, you thought evil against me, but God meant it unto good to bring to pass as it is this day to save much people alive. Even the painful details become part of God's plan for us. You know, God is not just watching the details in our lives, but He seems to direct them as well. I'm going to read Psalm 37, verse 23, if you want to go there. It says, "The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way." You know, steps are those small movements, details of a journey. God just doesn't order the destination, but he orders and instructs us based on each step we should be taking. Proverbs chapter 16. This is a real straightforward one. "A man's heart deviseth his way, but the Lord directeth his steps." You know, we may make plans for ourselves, but how those plans are actually going to unfold, how the details of how things are going to unfold, are in God's hands. All right? Go to 1 Kings chapter 8. First Kings chapter 8, verse 56 says, "There hath not failed one word of all his good promise, which he promised by the hand of Moses, his servant." Great verse of scripture here. Every word, every detail stands. And Jesus Christ himself, he said a few things too. And in Matthew chapter 5, verse 18, there's a couple of little words that you hear get thrown around, particularly in manifestations. Matthew 5:18 says, this is Jesus talking, "For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law, till all be fulfilled." A jot and a tittle. Those are the smallest marks in Hebrew writing. And Jesus said that not even the smallest detail of God's word will fail. So, if God is in the details, then we should probably learn to trust Him with this. Because, you know, many times it's very easy for us to look at the small things in life and worry. Well, what if this doesn't work out? What if I miss this opportunity? What if I fail in this? But Jesus Christ said in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." God will handle the details of provision, timing, of resources, especially if we put him first. In Philippians chapter 4, verse 5, it says, "Be careful or be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving let your requests be made known unto God." In everything, big or small, bring it to God. Don't dismiss the details as unworthy of being lifted up in prayer. So, when we recognize that God is in the details, it changes our testimony. People begin to see that what the world calls coincidence is actually God's providence. And in Psalm 118, verse 23, it says, "This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes." You know, the details of your story, how you got that job, how that timing worked out, how that, whatever the case may be, how that all came together, how the provision just came right on time. All of that is evidence that God is present and active. So, tonight I feel like I wanted to encourage you that we should flip the script and start declaring that God is in the details, because He really is. All right? And just to close out here, I got a nice little verse of scripture in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 24. "As faithful is He that calleth you, who also will do it." Gracious Heavenly Father, thank You for being a wonderful God to us all. Thank You for being in every aspect of life. No matter what the circumstances around us are, no matter how big or how small, you're always there, Father God. And we say thank You for these things in Christ's name. Amen.